98.3 The Coast, the best mix. With the best mix in the morning show, I'm Zach East with your daily dish for Monday. And Bella Thorne is the lone celebrity defending Armie Hammer against accusations of having cannibalistic sexual fantasies. The former Disney star headed to her Instagram story to rant about fake screenshots going around about Armie. She says, "I honestly can't believe this. People are crazy to fake this kind of crap. This poor guy and his kids, like, leave him alone and his family alone. There's no way he's a freaking cannibal," she says. Last week, alleged screenshots of Armie talking about being 100% a cannibal were posted on social media. We don't know if the screenshots are real, but his ex-girlfriend recently told Page Six that Armie once told her that he wanted to barbecue and eat her. Armie calls the claims BS. Dustin Diamond, who's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, is being honored by NASCAR driver Josh Bilicki. His car, which is being sponsored by Insurance King, will be wrapped to pay homage to Saved by the Bell and to wish the star well. TMZ says the number 89 Ford Mustang hasn't been wrapped yet, but a rendering of the paint job has been released. The car will debut later this year. Dustin stars in Insurance King commercials. And People magazine says Jeopardy fans have started a petition to get the Jeopardy studio and stage named after Alex Trebek. The Change.org petition reads, "He inspired millions of his fans ever since he started hosting the syndicated version of Jeopardy in 1984. He was seen by millions of fans over 37 years, and his legacy will live on forever. Godspeed, Alex Trebek. We love you, then, now, and forever." Having Stage 10 dedicated to him would be the ultimate posthumous honor. And that is your Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.